Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Third Coast Podcast. I'm Katie Mingle. We've got a special feature for you today, but before I get into it, I just want to let people know registration for our fall conference is open. We've got some amazing presenters lined up. Go to our website, thirdcoastfestival.org, to register and for all of the who, what, and when details. All right, so we've heard a lot in the last 4 years about the job market and how crappy it is. And if you've ever looked for a job, you know what a dehumanizing experience it can be. Not to get all Karl Marx on you guys, but I think it has something to do with the process of selling yourself. Anyway, I digress. The point is, just because looking for a job is soul-crushing, that doesn't mean radio stories about it have to be. And our story today is anything but. From producer Ellie Richold, we bring you an artful story about a soulless place, the UK's unemployment office, known there as the Job Centre or The Signing. So without further ado, here is The Signing.
10:45, I've got to sign on in 5 minutes, so I've got my searching for work booklet, which I've filled out like a good boy. If you look in the front sliding doors, you can see a nice welcoming line of security guards. So I'm going to go in and sign on. Hopefully it won't take too long. Anyway, we're just making a radio programme about the job centre. I'm just wondering if you could like sort of talk to us briefly about working here and stuff like that.
Not really, no.
We're not allowed.
Oh, really?
You need to turn that off.
Hello, I'm your personal advisor.
Hi, I'm the customer.
I help our customers move forward and back into work.
I am willing and able to start work immediately.
My vision is to create the best possible customer experience.
I provide a detailed account of all my job-seeking activities.
I recognise the customer's desire for choice.
I ask family, friends and ex-colleagues for work, utilising every opportunity to connect.
Do you have an iPhone? I have an app you can download.
I won't take rejection personally. And I'll always ask for feedback.
I work to reduce the amount of money lost to fraud.
Staying positive helps keep re-employment possible.
I was stuck in this job, which I hated. And luckily, at the time, I thought I was made redundant. The novelty wears off pretty quickly. When I first signed on, I was looking for work in the events industry and, you know, sort of live music and stuff like that. And absolutely nowhere on their entire database was there a category that fitted what the work, you know, the work I was looking for. But they sit there and they have to put down three separate categories of work that you're going to be looking for, and it has like a, you know, reference number and everything. So, you know, you're looking for E909, which is whatever.
This service is for customers wishing to claim benefits. To help us direct your call, please select one of the following three options. To make a new claim for benefit, press option 1.
Hi, my name is Louise. You're free to benefits claims. Would you like to make a claim for job seekers allowance? Okay, can I set your name, please? Are you currently looking for work? You're not doing any voluntary work or anything like that? Okay, do you have any restrictions imposed by the Home Office on your right to work in this country? Do you have any illness or disability that prevents you from working? Are you currently receiving housing benefit? Are you currently receiving council tax benefit? Telephone claims normally begin on the date they're submitted. In exceptional circumstances, it may be possible for a claim to start from an earlier date if you can provide a valid reason. Do you want to
start? Be like, oh, okay, you're phase one, so you sign on the ground floor.
Okay, have you received or do you expect to receive any payments because the job ended in the last 12 months?
And then say, oh, you're phase two, that'd be on the second floor.
Does anyone owe you any money?
It's like, what have you been doing to look for work? And you have to fill out 6 entries every 2 weeks.
Have you ever been on the local authority register for blind persons?
All they're interested in is getting you into work.
And do you have to comply with immigration control rules on entry and residence in this country?
It makes no difference what sort of work that is, as long as you're a figure that's no longer unemployed.
Have you worked for claim benefit outside the United Kingdom in the last 5 years?
And it's become a game of just jumping through their hoops, basically.
And do you have a right of abode in the UK?
It's just ridiculous.
Is this a specially adapted form for the deaf, hard of hearing or speech impaired?
I think they realise that they're signing off rubbish. They must do.
Okay, I've submitted your claim now. You will hear from someone in the next couple of days.
But as long as you go to their desk with what they want to see, they can type it in and send you on your way and it's fine.
So if you just wait to hear from us and then you'll be invited to an interview at a job centre and you'll go through your claim with your personal advisor. Okay, thanks very much for your call today. Hi, my name's Louise. You're free to benefits claims. Would you like to make a claim for job centre?
I worked in a job centre for about a year. It's like a meat counter at the supermarket.
Can I take your nationality, please?
You have your checklist, you have your forms, you have your standard questions.
And your national insurance number.
You have the things that you have to complete.
Are you homeless or do you have a permanent residence?
Your job role is literally defined by these questionnaires.
Can I take that address, please? Yeah. Bobby A.
Every meeting you have with a claimant is structured from beginning to end, and there is a sort of two-option outcome. The claim continues or is accepted, or the claim is stopped.
Okay, and have you separated from someone who used to be your partner in the 26 weeks before the day?
And I think that those very requirements make the advisor a little inhuman.
Apart from your main home, do you have any property or land in this country or abroad, even if it is on a mortgage? Does anyone owe you any money? Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any payments because the job ended in the last 12 months? Have you been on any government or vocational work-related training schemes?
You're currently
registered on a course of study. Any payments made as part of the armed forces compensation?
It's difficult because sometimes you get people coming in and they desperately need help. Someone who's looking for a job and wants one but can't find one is in a terrible position where they feel incredibly depressed and it sort of affects your pride and everything, and you desperately want to help those people.
Have you made any other benefit claims before other than those you're currently receiving?
But then you meet the long-term claimants who have shown no real desire to get into work.
Have you been on jury service in the last
They know how to play the game, they know how to switch from one benefit to another.
Are you a carer for someone else?
You're sat there working very hard in quite a thankless task. You're not generally liked.
Do you have a carer yourself?
And yet they just get to spend sort of half an hour in the job centre once every 2 weeks saying they've looked for work when they actually haven't. So you have these two halves of desperately wanting to help and not really being in a position to give them your time, and desperately wanting to punish these people, but not really able to because they can play the game.
Do you have any national savings certificate?
You know, there are times where you've got someone shouting, it's all very well for you.
Get any payments from a credit?
You've got a job. You've got money.
Does anyone pay money to someone else on your behalf?
Does anyone pay money to someone else on your behalf?
Do you get any other maintenance pay? Do you receive any other money from any other source? Have you received any financial assistance towards the cost of a course of education which ended in the last 3 months is still current? Do you own any shares?
A lot of the meetings you have with people are very emotional.
Do you have a bank account?
Whether that's confrontational or
you don't have a bank account.
People are just terribly sad and depressed.
Okay.
So it is a draining job.
Do you have a national savings account? Have you got any premium bonds?
Do you have any cash at the moment?
A building society account or a post office account? Do you own any unit trusts, ISAs, PEPs, TESAs or other investments? Any money from a redundancy payment? Have you got any other savings? Do any of the savings and investments you have include?
What are your savings? How much have you earned? What does your partner earn? Where do you live? How much does your rent cost? I'm going through this list and people feel sort of so exposed and vulnerable giving this information that they probably wouldn't even share with their best friends and their family. There's definitely a divide because you're giving this information to a stranger who you feel is judging you, and actually they probably are judging you.
Okay. And how would you like to have your job seeker's allowance paid?
Would I swap places? I mean,
no. I have claimed, and I found it very difficult, and I felt humiliated going in there. And I hate to think that other people have felt humiliated by me.
Yeah, I mean, oh, I don't think I would, because I mean, it doesn't matter which side of the sort of coin you're on in that place. It's the whole place just oozes sort of desperation in a weird way. I have to go there sort of for 10 minutes every 2 weeks, and that is enough for me. And to work there and face that every day, that would kill me. It really would.
Hi, my name is Louise. You're free to benefits claims. Would you like to make a claim for job seekers allowance?
The Signing by producer Ellie Richold was commissioned by In the Dark's Soundbank series. Read an interview with In the Dark's founder, Nina Garthwaite, at our website, thirdcoastfestival.org.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.